superficial cambia también lo profundo.
That's the voice of Argentinian singer Mercedes Sosa. She died today at age 74 in Buenos Aires. She became an international symbol of protest against the dictators of Latin America in the 1960s and 70s. And through her five-decade career, she teamed up with a wide range of musicians from Joan Baez to Sting to Shakira. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
Mercedes Sosa took on brutal military dictatorships with just her voice and a guitar.
Orillitas del canal. Llega la mañana, sale cantando la noche desde lo de Valderrama.
Sosa was born in northwest Argentina to a day laborer and a washerwoman, and those humble roots influenced her music throughout her career. After her debut at a prestigious folk festival in the country's capital of Buenos Aires, Sosa became part of a movement called Nueva Canción, or New Song. It revitalized Latin American folk traditions with new lyrics about social justice, nonviolence, and a veneration of the land and the people who work it.
She really represents, I will say, you know, the Mother Earth for us.
Gustavo Santaolalla met Sosa when he was a young Argentine rock musician. He's gone on to become a multiple Grammy winner and producer who also won an Oscar for his soundtrack to the film Brokeback Mountain. He says Sosa's talents as a singer are what made her so revered.
Because she's an incredible artist with an absolutely gifted voice and a gifted way of expressing herself.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario. Con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando.
By the end of the 1960s, Sosa's interpretations of other composers' songs made her a leading voice of Nueva Canción. During the next decade, Sosa's influence spread beyond Argentina to musical movements throughout Latin America. Sosa also caught the attention of the military dictatorship ruling Argentina in the late 1970s, which harassed and threatened her. She was forbidden to perform, her songs were banned from radio and television, and in 1979, she fled to Europe. After 3 years, she returned to Argentina, and even though a weakened dictatorship was still in power, she received a hero's welcome, performing a dozen concerts in a row at the Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires.
She's like a national treasure, and I think, you know, she goes beyond Argentina.
Gustavo Santaolalla says after her return, her musical scope expanded.
She was always, you know, in contact with, I think, the widest spectrum of artists, too. Being a folk singer, you know, she didn't just retrieve herself to that corner. She opened herself and shared her artistry with people that came from different genres.
Her final album features duets with a new generation of Latin singers, including Colombian pop star Shakira.
Qué cosa fue, qué cosa fuera la masa sin cantar. Un amasijo hecho de cuerdas y tendones, un revoltijo de carnes con madera, un instrumento sin mejores pretensiones, de lucecitas montadas para escena.
Her last album is called Cantora, which means simply singer, and that perhaps is her greatest legacy. Felix Contreras, NPR News.